no. Did you go to school out there?
I went to a little school called Mount Gideon.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Mount Gideon, mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, now, was it kind of a one-room school?
One-room school. Everything had a one room.
So they just had kind of all the grades?
One man teach all the grades in the school at that time.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Harris was the teacher when I was part of the school.
Uh-huh. Well, did you
study
at that school then? That was where you...
Well, I started there, and after my mother passed, we were divided out among 10 folks. But, different places.
Yeah, you said you were just 7, I think, didn't you, when she died?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And so my father left us.
Oh.
And my grandmother and grandfather and auntie took us.
Oh, I see, and divided you. Mm-hmm. So then you went to a different school.
Every once in a while, when they had a chance, you know, they had about 5 or 6 weeks school in the winter.
Oh,
and
yeah. Uh-huh.
So in those days, you know, they 3 or 4 weeks school go if you went to, if you wanted to, or left it, or leave it alone.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so after I got up inside, then I went to school here a little, but I had to go to work.
Oh, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did they have different readers?
Uh-huh. First, second, third, fourth, and fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the fifth grade would teach, but the teacher would let the higher teachers, the scholars, teach the undertaker.
Uh-huh.
And we had a chart on the wall, and we learned our A, B, C,
uh-huh.
D, E, F,
uh-huh.
G, H, I, J, K.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way we learn. Well, they did learn in those days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did you when you quit? What grade were you in?
Oh, about the fourth.
But it was so hard to keep up with the grades in those days.
Yeah.
Because,
we moved from place to place, then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was. Do you know where was your mother born? Do you know?
She's born out here, Tullis, out here, out from West Helena.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know where she was born. Well, they say she was born.
Mm-hmm. And what about your father? Do you know where he...
My father came in here from North Carolina.
Oh.
And I don't know nothing about him. I knew some of his folks after they immigrated in here, but
mm-hmm.
he was born in North Carolina and came here a man.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Grown.
Mm-hmm.
When he married my mother.
Married her here. Yeah. Well, now, these grandparents that you lived with, they were your mother's
folks.
Your mother's
mm-hmm.
folks. Where did they come from?
My grandmother was born here in Phillips County. But she was raised up into slavery with old Judge Jones and his wife. And she went in the name of Ann Jones.
Oh.
And my grandfather came in here with the Waterses at the breaking of the Civil War, so they say, when he was 11 years old. And I don't know, he didn't know enough. They came in here from Baltimore, Maryland during the Civil War breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he didn't know about his people.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Waterses, from the looks of them, I don't know whether it's kin to him or what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His name was Ellis Fowler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, so you didn't know anything about your father's people?
Well, some of them immigrated in and said they were kin to him, but
uh-huh.
just said definitely no.